You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Simon Constable, a reporter for Barron's and Forbes and the Wall Street Journal and other distinguished publications. He is in Edinburgh, Scotland, and the changing attitude towards the virus is profoundly obvious in London. The Boris Johnson government, which has troubles elsewhere having to do with its conduct during the first year of the pandemic, has been lifting mandates and backing away from this, the restrictions. The question here is, how is Scotland doing? Because it's a unique governance in that Scotland has its own government at Holyrood Castle, its own first minister, Nicola Sturgeon. And Nicola Sturgeon, in general, has been more cautious than Boris Johnson's government, to say the least. Simon,
yes.
Returning from France, do you note any change in either the mandate for masking, the mandate for being checked at the door for pubs and restaurants, or the recommendation to work at home? Has anything happened?
Not much. First of all, let's reiterate something that you said about Nicola Sturgeon. She has been slow to lift restrictions, slower than England all the way through this pandemic. So if London does something for England, then we have to wait another couple of weeks, sometimes 3 weeks, for the same restriction to be lifted here. So masks are out in England. They're still in here, which is interesting. So face coverings in England are still required in healthcare settings, including hospitals and doctor's surgeries and pharmacies. That's in England. But here, basically, you're expected to put a mask on when you enter any shop or anywhere that might be crowded. You can get away without it in Scotland if you're going into a nightclub, as long as you've got a series of data showing that you've had your vaccine and or you've had a negative lateral flow test. So it's a little bit confusing here. I'm also seeing that basically the population here is getting tired of the mask mandates. And, you know, some shop owners are saying, okay, just don't bother wearing that mask because, you know, we've all been vaccinated and everyone who comes in here has. So there's the patience is wearing thin with the public. And I think within the next few weeks, we will see all of the stuff gone in Scotland. And that will include the need to have a test when you come back. So when I got back from France, I had to have another COVID test to make sure I was testing negative. Otherwise, I would have had to self-isolate, and that would have meant 7 days at home. Now that will be gone relatively shortly.
The question of COVID passports, a version of COVID passports to go into sporting events, for example, that is still in place, I believe.
Yes.
Since October. England, it is not true. The one that seemed most persuasive was the work from home. I believe Scotland has now dropped that recommendation, and you're allowed a hybrid version of this, some days in the office, some days at home. That doesn't profoundly affect the knowledge workers, but it would certainly affect people keeping shops and clerks and people who are in the hospitality service. Do you notice more foot traffic in Edinburgh or more traffic on the streets, Simon?
No, I don't notice more traffic on the streets or more people on the sidewalks going around. That's certainly not been happening. It's remained really quite paltry. To be fair, before the pandemic got going and all the lockdowns, we had a lot of tourists here all the time, 12 months of the year, and the sidewalks would be absolutely jammed with people talking all sorts of different languages from all over the world, enjoying themselves, spending their money, having having beers and wine and coffees and teas and all the rest of it, that has not rebounded to anything like that level yet. And in fact, I think it will be quite a while before it is.
Let's speak of the grocery store. And speaking with London, there are odd missing pieces on the shelves. You, the last time we talked, when you weren't enjoying yourself with fresh food in the south of France, you mentioned that you saw no shortages in the grocery stores in Edinburgh. Is that still the case?
Well, it was no shortages, except there was one thing that wasn't there, and that was Parmesan cheese, so Parmigiano Reggiano, which is the great stuff you might want to put on your pasta or sprinkle on other food, but pretty much not much in shortage, and we're still seeing that, not really any shortages here, and that's great. I'm loving it. I can get milk every day if I want it, bread, and all the rest of it.
All right, let's talk about the price of milk. You can recall that you indicated it had jumped considerably at the turn of the year. Is there any moderation in the price of milk?
No, it's still £1.20, £1.20, which is about $1.50 for a two pint or approximately 1 liter bottle, and that's good. I'm glad it hasn't gone up anymore. I'm hoping it will come down, but who knows?
And inflation is the story here in the U.S. The version that we have in London is called cost of living. Is there talk of cost of living crisis in Scotland, or is there unhappiness with the way this a supply chain has been handled?
There is unhappiness about the rising cost of living, and that's partly driven, or maybe more than partly driven, by the cost of fuel rising, right, and food and all that sort of stuff. Rents are also going up too, so there is unhappiness with that. I think there's more unhappiness vocalized in England because there's a reasonably big opposition in the Houses of Parliament from the Labour Party towards the ruling Conservatives, whereas in Scotland, the opposition parties are pretty quiet. They're not really saying a whole lot. Maybe they should be.
Simon Constable in Edinburgh, Scotland, returned from France. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.